Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake.
Gentlemen, this is House Bill 945, create a counterintelligence, counterterrorism team for the state of Florida. We are very, very aware of the questions regarding First Amendment, questions regarding any sort of political risks of speech. We're going to address that in an amendment that comes to the next committee, because this is a budget committee and we can't present those policy kind of talks.
Danny Alvarez advocating for House Bill 945, the counterintelligence, counterterrorism task force. He says, yes, there have been concerns raised with this bill about the First Amendment. We're going to deal with that in an amendment, probably a strike all, in the next committee meeting. That means they're basically going to replace the entire bill with a new one. He didn't say that, but this was the second stop for this bill in the budget subcommittee or budget committee. And they're not really supposed to do policy changes in that committee. It's just supposed to be money related things because that's the domain budget, right? But the bill, he says, look, it's not a big deal. It's something that's designed to help make Florida safer.
Just understand, this is going after terrorists, nation-state bad actors, not political speech. A criminal predicate is required prior to any law enforcement activity. We don't have intelligence authorities. We're in law enforcement, and that's how this begins. So, ladies and gentlemen, there must be a crime that someone is, they believe, is accused of or they have committed before they can investigate. Sir, that is the bill.
So he says it's no big deal. He says it's designed, you have to have a crime first, so it's not a First Amendment violation kind of problem. If we create a surveillance capability for the entire state, it just helps protect us from terrorism. Oh, side note, every time I hear that song.
Yes, Andrew?
Nibbling on SpongeBob. I don't know why, but that's how I hear it in my head. Of course, my mom used to say, you know, just because you have a thought in your head doesn't mean you need to say it out loud. And maybe that was that time. Anyway, back to this conversation about HB 945. The First Amendment Foundation says,
history shows when government is given broad intelligence authority and is simply told to exercise restraint or follow the rules, the limits expand, quietly at first and then irreversibly. I'm not asking you to assume bad intentions, but I am asking you to read the words on the page and ask a simple question. Where are the lines this unit cannot cross? If you cannot point to those limits in the law itself, you are not voting for policy, you are voting for discretion. And history tells that discretion without guardrails is where abuse comes.
Yeah, always be worried about where the power gets abused, where it gets pushed, who implements it, especially if it is your political adversaries or your, you know, enemies. You know, what are they going to do with the power you're voting on? You should only vote for things that you would be comfortable voting for if you were not the party in power, right? Only vote for things that would create power that you'd trust other people with, because, you know, it might be you lose elections. Might be on the other side uses it and they don't use it well, and might be worried about even your own side not using it well. The ACLU of Florida, Abdullah Skier.
Time and again, laws passed in the name of public safety have been used to justify discretionary enforcement and investigations that undermine our civil liberties. We have grave concerns that the current provisions of HB 945 could easily be used to silence dissenting voices under the guise of security.
So what are the provisions of the bill that they are worried about? Well, there's one particular section, and, you know, it's not a very long bill. I think it's like a 5-page bill. Okay, it's not that big of a deal to read. But if you start reading it and you discover that there is a provision that sounds good at first and then suddenly takes a turn. You ready? This is lines 38 to 46 of HB 945, the title of the bill, Statewide Counterintelligence and Counterterrorism Unit. As used in this section, the term adversary intelligence entity, that's the term they're defining, includes but is not limited to, keep that in mind, includes but is not limited to any national, foreign, multinational, friendly, competitor, opponent, adversary, or recognized enemy government or non-governmental organization, company, business, corporation, consortium, group, agency, cell, terrorist, insurgent, guerrilla entity, or person whose demonstrated actions, views, or opinions are a threat or are inimical to the interests of this state and the United States of America. Well, that sounds like anybody who disagrees with you politically. I mean, you might define somebody as having inimical interests, hostile, adversarial, contrary, inimical, okay, to the Florida or the United States of America. I mean, that seems pretty broad. And it even says, but is not even limited to that. So the questions people are raising is, who can be a target? A terrorist? Sure. A hostile business or a hostile enemy national? Of course, sure. What about somebody who is the member of a protest group? You know, a group that disagrees with the governor on something or the attorney general on something and protests about it. Would you be able to surveil them? It seems like you could define it that way, or you could abuse it that way. So Alex Andrade, who turns out to be the only Republican to vote no on this bill, says...
Hey, Representative Alvarez, I believe your intent, and I know that you're going to work through this, but the FDLE answers to not just the governor, but the full cabinet, and I have concerns about abuses of this language, understanding that most everything that this bill would permit a law enforcement agency to do would largely already be permitted with the proper documentations and warrants.
He's worried about reporting to the cabinet. The cabinet, of course, the governor, lieutenant governor, CFO, attorney general, secretary of agriculture, right? You know, that's not because he's concerned about a particular at this moment, but in general, the cabinet.
Seen sufficient abuses of power among.
Oh, sorry. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Thank you.
I was thinking it before I played the previous clip, and I forgot. So go ahead, John. Sorry.
Brought to you by the Florida West Economic Development Alliance. They work to create high-wage jobs and private capital investment that grows Escambia County's tax base. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, experiencing about a 9-minute delay. And Highway 29 southbound approaching 9 Mile, expect a 12-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So back to Alex Andrade, who's explaining why he does not support, at this point, the counterterrorism, counterintelligence task force creation bill, because he's worried about that provision I read to you, in which it seems to say that they could surveil anybody who has interests or actions or views that are at odds with the state or tend to obstruct the state. That's what inimical means. And so, I mean, that could be almost anybody, not just terror cells and foreign adversaries.
Seen sufficient abuses of power amongst at least one unelected cabinet member to give me a grave concern about the abuse of a bill like this and it going into statute. I have to oppose it today. But if it makes it to state affairs and is cleaned up to prevent those possibilities, look forward to supporting it on the floor.
So he's willing to support it if it can be tightened up and avoid having those problems. It's yet again, I mean, we see the abuses from James Othmeyer, and I mean, including like his office ginning up a fake protest against Alex for a lie about who Alex is, what he makes money off of when his firm represents Planned Parenthood. He does not. And in a particular defense case against the state. And then also that he, you know, was reducing the funding for the Florida Crisis Pregnancy Network, which he was not. But some lackeys within Othmeyer's office tried to rally a bunch of people to protest him at the last meeting. It failed. They even had signs. Like, they had the part of the email or the communication had suggestions for what signs to bring to the protest and the prayer vigil that they were going to hold at Othmeyer's office beforehand. So in addition to all the other shenanigans that have been going on, they do this. And then they deny it, and then they get found out that it's true, and, you know, there's been reporting of Florida politics, Miami Herald, all over. I mean, even, you know, Rick Outzen had an article about this. So it's just no wonder you're worried about the possible abuses of what the attorney general might do with, you know, these expansive powers. So Danny Alvarez, in closing on the bill, says, hey, this is a good bill. This is an important bill. This is something that New York does very effectively.
History shows that when we depend on the federal government, Florida loses. When we depend on the federal government, New York loses. After 9/11, New York woke up. At that time, they were bigger than us. They actually formed their own CI team. It has over 300 members. It's located in 17 different countries. And since 9/11, they believe they've stopped 72 different terroristic activities against the state of New York. We're Florida. We are larger than them. We have more people coming here on a regular basis. And I'm not sure whenever we gave up our ability to defend ourselves in spite of what the federal government promises that they can do.
So I agree with Alex on this. If you tighten the language and make it more specific just to counterterrorism, then I'd probably be in favor of this, okay? Because he's right. You know, somebody who's a criminal, a terrorist, doesn't particularly care about the line between Escambia and Santa Rosa and Okaloosa and Walton County, and they cross jurisdictional boundaries. And, you know, you want to have some kind of authority for FDLE to be able to surveil. And that doesn't really bother me. Now, on the other hand, you might say, well, New York started it at a few, and now it's at 300 agents, 17 countries, and God, that seems enormous, you know, but maybe that's what you need to engage in counterterrorism protection for the great state of Florida. And if you thwart 72 attacks, I mean, that seems like a good thing. So they voted on it. All the Republicans voted yes. Alex voted no. And we'll see what happens with the bill. It may not make it to its next committee, and it doesn't have, I don't think it has a Senate companion. So we'll see. But you're really getting a good case study in why you should be careful about who gets into positions of power and which authority should be expanded in general. You don't want to grant more power to your friend because your friend might not always be the person wielding that power. So you want to be careful about granting power and only grant it if you would trust an enemy or an opponent or at least an adversary politically to wield it. You know, it's very tempting with a three-quarter supermajority in the House and the Senate, and almost, but right around that vicinity. It's very tempting to vote things because the Republicans have the power. But the Republicans may not always have the power. So vote it on the idea that if the other side does the same thing or has the same power, you know, would you like it then? And particularly when you have somebody who is behaving in such a, it's kind of wild, some of the things that that Uthmeyer is doing. Anyway, 721 on News Radio 92.3. But, I mean, look, when you're getting paid $100,000 to teach a two-hour week class, I mean, you can afford to take some chances.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you in a situation where you need a miracle? You need God to do something that seems impossible? The Bible explains that without God, we can do nothing, but with Him, all things are possible. In Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and explains that, and I quote, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." He's speaking in the context of a virgin conception. If God can bring about the miracle of a biological impossibility, don't you think He can solve your problems? In Jeremiah 33:3, God challenges those who need a miracle when He says this, and I quote, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I urge you, call upon Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You know, I'm a big believer in asking people who will know what they think about a decision, especially if it's something where I know some, but not enough, really. And I think you can apply that same way of thinking to Frontier Motors. They're experts on cars. And for example, okay, they have about 300 cars on the lot at any moment. They sell about half that inventory every month. So they have to buy that inventory every month. But that means they're seeing, you know, 1,000, 2,000 cars a year come and go. And they're talking with people and they're sending out people on test drives and people are sitting in these cars. And so they have a lot of feedback on a lot of different cars and what people do and don't like about them. And so a lot of times, one of the challenges of buying a car is you don't really know what you're going to find great or annoying about it until it's often the annoying thing. Like, you don't notice it until after you've been driving it for a week. And like, oh, I don't love that. And that thing never gets better. In fact, a lot of times that becomes the, like, that is the one thing I hate about this car. Okay, so at the front end, when you're looking at cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, whatever, ask them. Just say, hey, what do people complain about with this car, and what do they love? And, you know, they'll tell you because they want you to be happy in the end. Think of them as your advisor as opposed to, you know, a lot of times with the used car place, you think of them as your adversary. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF 1106-7749. Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, the Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on the Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
It makes me so happy as I'm playing that, and I look over and I see John just like with his pencil. Herky jerky motioning, moving up the side of an alpine mountain plasterboard or whatever that thing is made out of. And I love it's true too because the motion is so irregular. It's just kind of.
I know.
Great. And I also feel sad that there are some people who have never watched enough Price is Right to know that at their core.
That is true.
Also true. You know, all right, this is going to. I hate to do this, but here goes. We're here. Let's go ahead and observe it. There are people to whom the name Bob Barker means nothing.
What?
No, I mean, Drew Carey's been on Price is Right for 15 years. Something like that. I have to look it up. It's a long time. So there are people who have grown up watching The Price is Right, if they did, and to them, Drew Carey is the host of The Price is Right.
No, Bob Barker.
But they don't know that.
I'm telling
and
them.
And he means nothing to them.
I'm telling them now.
Well, their knowledge is wrong. John Pickens has got traffic on fives.
Brought to you by ECUA. They're making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. No accidents to report to you right now, but it's starting to see more of a slowdown on I-10 eastbound. Between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, expect about a 15-minute delay. And Highway 29 southbound approaching 9 Mile, experiencing a 12-minute delay. And Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, 7-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
18 years.
18?
I mean, if you're 18, you haven't even been alive.
I'm going to have to
Bob
ask
Barker.
My, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to. Yeah, I'm going to have to ask my boys.
Oh, by the way, rain. Holy smokes. It's pouring now. It's going to keep raining for a little while. If you're in the southern end, you know, if you're north of, well, it's right around, I can't really say it. You'd say in I-10, but I-10 dips down. North half of both counties are dry, but the southern half of Escambia County is getting, I mean, you know, a lot of rain. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Memorial services begin today for the late Reverend Jesse Jackson. He'll be lying in repose today and tomorrow at the Rainbow Push Coalition headquarters in Chicago. His body will then be transported to South Carolina and Washington, D.C. for additional memorial services. NVIDIA stock was up in extended trading yesterday after beating fourth quarter expectations. They posted higher revenue than predicted, so we'll see where they fall here at the opening bell here in about an hour. Diplomats from the U.S. and Iran meeting in Geneva today to try to reach an agreement on Iran's nuclear program. President Trump has warned Iran of possible military action if they do not reach a deal.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. Oh, somebody texts in and says, I think one of the insulting things about James Uthmeyer and his last attempt on Alex Andrade to attack him was how he assumed that the pro-life anti-abortion crowd is so ignorant of how Tallahassee operates that he would just assume that they would accept his words without calling Andrade to verify it. Again, who has a 100% pro-life voting record. So, you know, it's a complete misread of his base. Hey, look, the reason we have elections is so that we all have a say and we can vet candidates. When you have an appointment, you know, anybody could get an appointment, right? 728 on News Radio 92.3. What was I going to do I want to get into that? You know, this VA thing. I'm gonna do my very best to explain it, and I feel like I know this is an area where I might make mistake, but I'm gonna try to explain it the best I understand. I was talking with Congressman Petronas called me after we talked about it on Tuesday, and we'll talk about it more on Monday when he's back on for 7:35 as his regular time. But he called me because he had talked to the the Armed Services Committee chair, or if it was the VA committee chair. Anyway, he had followed up to try to find more. And here's how I understand it. There's been a court case, and the court has ruled that if you are being treated for a disability and the disability rating with you receiving treatment, like let's say you're on a drug protocol for PTSD, if your normal disability, and I'm making up the numbers here, but if your normal PTSD disability would be, 70%, but if you're on this drug protocol with the drugs, you're only suffering PTSD at a 30% disability rating. The court has ruled that that's the rating you should be compensated for. The VA provides you care to get you 40% of a benefit, and then money to compensate you for the 30% disability net that you have when you're getting the treatment. What the VA had tried to do was to act on that rule, that ruling, and then to change their eligibility rules for disability to kind of work that in to how things are going to be done. And the veterans organizations that had brought the lawsuit originally freaked out and pitched a fit and protested, and there was a lot of pushback. And so the VA abandoned the implementation policy of putting that ruling into effect. But again, as I understand it, the ruling stands, and that's going to be what is going to be the law. So people who are not experiencing a 70% disability because of the ongoing treatment are not going to get compensated at 70%. That's the idea.
Fox News, I'm CJ Popper. Preventing Iran from developing a nuclear program, Vice President J.D. Vance.
The president sending those negotiators to try to address that problem. As the president has said repeatedly, he wants to address that problem diplomatically. But, of course, the president has other options as well.
Indirect talks with the host, Oman, in Geneva today between the U.S. and Iran, the goal of preventing a war. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, they're involved in talks with Iran, and later the trilateral discussion with Russia and Ukraine trying to stop Russia's war, which entered a fifth year on Tuesday. The Biden FBI subpoenaed the phone records of current FBI Director Kash Patel and President Trump's Chief of Staff Susie Wiles while they were private citizens in connection to the 2020 election interference case by Jack Smith, the FBI director calling it outrageous. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got rain, and it is 63 degrees here across the area. We'll get to our full forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. Well, a fatal house fire reported last night in Pensacola. Escambia Fire Rescue responding to a home on Merlin Terrace about 8:30 last night. The county confirming one person is dead as a result of that fire. No cause has been released as of yet. The University of West Florida trustee has now cleared a key hurdle in Tallahassee. Adam Kissel was recommended for confirmation on Tuesday this week by the Senate Appropriations Committee on Higher Education. Kissel previously had been rejected by the full Senate, but was reappointed by Governor DeSantis in June. Four other UWF trustees and Pensacola State College appointees also were approved by that committee. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says he challenged federal EPA officials to prove they could cut red tape by cleaning up the American Creosote Works Superfund site. Reeves made the pitch during a meeting with EPA deputies with the EPA Deputy Secretary in Washington, D.C.
They asked for questions. I raised my hand and said, well, I've got the project for you. we have one that's been Superfund since 1982. So if you want to prove it, you can come prove it in Pensacola.
And Reeves says that comment led to several follow-up meetings with the EPA, including one with about 12 federal officials. Work now begins this July, scraping yards outside of the fence line. The 18-acre site still needs more than $60 million for a full cleanup. Escambia County has extended the deadline for its summer youth employment program. Young people ages 16 to 24 can now apply through March 12th at 5 p.m. Participants earn $14 an hour, working up to 30 hours a week in various county departments. The program also includes job readiness training. More than 200 youth participated last summer. Applications are available online at myescambia.com. The University of West Florida Center for Behavior Analysis has launched a new internship partnership with Escambia Westgate. Graduate students will gain hands-on experience working with pre-K through high school students with varying exceptionalities. Westgate is home to the Lacey A. Collier Snozzlin Complex, one of the largest multi-sensory therapeutic environments in the U.S. The 11,000-square-foot facility features immersive rooms designed to support exploration and individualized learning. UWF graduate Kelsey Jordan is earning supervisory hours toward board-certified behavior analyst certification while working alongside therapists and teachers. Dr. Leisha Berry says the partnership encourages collaboration among professionals. And Booker T. Washington High School hosting a Black History Month program tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning. The theme is Tell Them We Are Rising, the Impact and Legacy of HBCUs. That program featuring performances by the school chorus, marching Wildcats, and a spoken word presentation. It's the culminating activity of the of a month-long celebration. It is 7:35, and John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right, still rolling accident-free, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29, expect about a 19-minute delay right there through that construction zone. And also Highway 29 southbound approaching 9 Mile, a 15-minute delay. And Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, a 17-minute delay in Avalon Boulevard, southbound headed right to I-10, about a 9-minute delay. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. It is right now 62 degrees. We got some rain falling. And our next news in 30 minutes, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Trump said during his State of the Union address that prices for foods like eggs, chicken, and beef have declined. However, chicken and beef prices have increased since he took office in January of last year. Egg prices, however, have declined substantially over the same period. The FBI is issuing a warning to Americans about the rise of ATM jackpotting across the country. The scam involves using malware to infect ATMs and force them to dispense cash. A new analysis says 700 incidents occurred last year alone, accounting for more than $20 million in losses. Salesforce results for the January quarter surpassed LSEG consensus, while the software company's full-year revenue picture did not. Salesforce lifted its fiscal 2030 revenue target to $63 billion from over $60 billion as of October, with help from the Informatica acquisition. Futures are currently mixed. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 307, the NASDAQ up 288, the S&P 500 gained 56. Once again, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
When the news gets complicated, you don't need more volume, you need better questions. Better questions. Hugh Hewitt sits down with lawmakers, legal experts, journalists, and insiders, and actually lets them talk. Long-form interviews, real context, and time to understand what's really happening behind the headline. Hugh Hewitt. Weekdays, 2 to 4, on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative. Local. Dependable.
We're going to be looking for efficiencies in our local governments. If you're a city with, five cops, I think it's time to start asking your sheriff, is this something that where we can work collaboratively to figure out how we can gain efficiencies and save money that way?
Yeah, so Monique Miller, who was running the House Joint Resolution 203, the one that would eliminate all property taxes on your non-school for your homestead, starting in January, says, look, if you've got a... city police, maybe you need to start talking about hiring the sheriff because, it's not like cutting property tax would also cut the sheriff's budget. It's not supposed to because that's part of the bill. You can't cut law enforcement. So it's odd that they, on the one hand, say you can't cut law enforcement. On the other hand, their solution is to outsource law enforcement and to cut it completely. It's a lot of things about this bill that I don't think really add up. But OK, so I was curious what our representative for the local Pensacola Police Department, Mike Wood, he is the PIO for PPD. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir. Good to have you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah. So good morning to you, except for the rain. You guys, I assume, have had some conversations about this. I know you will do whatever has to be done, but $9 million is the estimate that Pensacola City would lose if this bill went into effect. That's a pretty large hit to the overall budget. I don't know. Maybe PPD could just dissolve and outsource to the sheriff.
Well, look, we've heard this before and talked about it over the years of a metropolitan government and one law enforcement agency, and that subject matter kind of comes and goes. But the point is that we're going to provide the quality services that our citizens expect each and every day with the numbers that we have. And, we've seen the numbers low. We've had detectives and administrative personnel that normally aren't on the street put that uniform back on and get on the street and answer those calls. So we're going to do whatever we have to do when we have to do it to make sure our citizens don't see any kind of lapse in our response time or the quality of the services that we provide.
I know you will. Things that have been going on this week, last Thursday, I think when you and I were talking, you were just getting ready, your agency was just getting ready to do a kind of a practice drill slash sweep for intruders, homeless, vagrants, whatever, at Baptist Hospital, the old campus. How did that drill go?
It went well. They spent several hours in one of the buildings there, training both on building clearing and actually clearing the building for real to make sure there was nobody living or camping in there before the demolition began. But they also got to use the drones, the robots, and things that they would use in a real scenario to make sure everything is up and running and lubricated and just working well. And it was a good exercise.
Robots?
Yeah. The tracks, I don't know, I'm not part of the SWAT team. They've got a name for that thing. So sometimes I'm as confused as a goat on AstroTurf when it comes to the proper names.
Is that like the little Johnny Five bomb detection robot? Is that the one we're talking about?
Well, maybe. I wouldn't name it. I wouldn't call it that, but it's very useful with cameras to go in places inside buildings that it's just dangerous to put an officer in.
You don't always get a chance to try the gear in a novel situation. And, it's fine to train in the shoot house, but it's better to train in a real place because real places have weird corners and unexpected problems and the floor gives way and, all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, we don't get a choice on where we go when we get called out in a real scenario. So it's nice to go into a place that we've never been before to train and to use the various equipment that we have.
Absolutely. One of the things that the mayor has been talking, by the way, quiet week, and I know y'all don't like that word, but less intensive call week for what we would call high profile, newsworthy, and noteworthy crimes, right? No big things to report this week.
Yeah, so let's go with that phrase. I'm not using the Q word.
I know. I know. Y'all have a thing about that, and that's fine. I respect that. But one of the things we did have is, and I always love when Tommy was the chief, Tommy Leiter, he always, and I really admired him for this. He said, the biggest threat to private property and personal safety that the police deal with all the time is not crime, it's driving. It's traffic crashes. That hurts, kills, and damages more routinely than anything else. certainly in our city. And so that's why he was always working on that. But we're seeing this at 14th and Gregory still, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. And this is something, there's two subjects that Mayor Reeves has brought up. One, the unusual amount of crashes at 14th and Gregory, and he's getting people on the state level to look into that. But he's also brought up the initiative of possibly regulating e-bikes. And an e-bike was involved in this crash. So you have two problems that that the mayor's office is looking into came together, and unfortunately there was a person injured. They're going to be okay, but it's still a pretty big issue there at 14th and Gregory.
What were they doing? Were they going with the flow of traffic? Were they crossing? Because the speed limit is part of the problem. People come off the bridge going too fast, and that intersection comes up pretty quickly, and people crossing there creates an issue. But what was the e-bike actually doing? Do you know?
Disregarded a stop sign.
Okay.
On 14th.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay. And actually, the state has, I think, passed out of committee. I want to think they've got an e-bike regulation that they're working on. That would require things like just data collection about the crashes and under what circumstances and who owned, did somebody have a driver's license? And, what level of competency is involved in the people that are involved in them? I don't think it's like to set up a task force to look at it before they start to regulate it. But, man, I hear from everybody how these things are, they're motorcycles. I mean, at the speed they're operating at, they don't have an internal combustion engine, but they are functionally, they're low CC motorcycles, right?
Yeah, that's true. And when you have put young people on them and they're not used to going that fast, that stopping distance is something they're not used to between where they are and an object in front of them, and it creates problems.
Yeah, and rules of the road and conditions on the road surface and all of the other things. And I know everybody who drives has seen some crazy things with the e-bikes for sure. We're talking to Mike Wood. He's the PIO for the Pensacola Police Department. Hang on for just a second, Mike. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. One accident on the big board right now at Longleaf Drive. Nope. That one's already gone. Sorry about that. Let's see here.
Woo-hoo,
I guess
yay.
It disappeared. Okay, no. Jack's Branch Road and Harlington Street. Got an accident on that one. Let's see here. I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29. Seeing about a 15-minute delay. And Highway 90 coming into Pensacola is basically almost backed up to Woodbine. So be prepared for that. That's about a 25-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Wood. He's the public information officer for PPD. We did have an incident that I don't think you and I had talked about on the radio. At least I do not remember if we did. But you had somebody who had allegedly made threats against the PPD chief, Kristen Brown, and also against Mayor D.C. Reeves. And you guys had followed up and apprehended this person. But then this a bad outcome took place. Tell me what happened here.
Yes, this person made death threats against the chief and the mayor online. We found out who this person was, issued a warrant, and picked him up. And it's standard to bring them into the police department to do an interview to find out what's going on and try to look at that threat a little bit closer. But during that interview, he said that he was not feeling well and didn't say anything specific, just that he wasn't feeling well. So detectives called the fire department and EMS. Both responded, and they transported him to the hospital. And a short time later, we got word that he had passed away. So we don't know exactly what the health condition or the problem was, but it's being looked into.
Okay. All right. Well, unfortunate incident. I mean, he shouldn't have been, doing what he did in the first place. But obviously, it's never the hope that when you apprehend somebody, they have a medical incident and then wind up dying. But, people are people. It does happen. You had maybe one of the great highlights of your career happened over the last week. That is a law enforcement adjacent incident. You managed to have to, I don't know if you were the escorter or whether you were the escortee in this particular situation, but I definitely know that you met some people. What joy did you have this last week, Mike Wood?
I'll tell you what I was. I was a starstruck fan in a policeman's uniform. I work at the airport part-time when they need somebody to fill in, and I got there that night, and they said that we're going to need to escort some folks coming in for Pensacon, and I was handed a card that said Eric Estrada, and I about lost it. So so that's great. They're a childhood hero of mine. And as Mr. Estrada was walking off the aircraft, right behind him was Larry Wilcox. And I had maintain your composure, act like the professional and that you're supposed to be. and escort them to the airport. So they were both very nice men. They were more intrigued in talking to a real officer than they were anything else. They had people from all over the room in baggage claim wanting to take pictures with them, but they were very, very interested and appreciative of law enforcement, and it was nice to meet them.
The highlight of eight-year-old Mike's life.
Yeah. If I can just meet the two from Emergency, Kevin Ty and Randolph Mantooth, then it'd be the Holy Grail. So we'll have to work on that.
Well, I mean, and obviously, Yasmine Bleeth and Pamela Anderson. I mean, let's not leave out the lifeguards.
Yeah, see, that not so much when I was a kid. Wasn't too worried about that. I just
I just think it was great. Anyway. You posted pictures on Facebook, and it was great. And that's one of the great things about Pensacon is you get to meet these people who you've looked up to, enjoyed, admired, been entertained by, you know, your whole life. And, you know, we're all a little kid inside when we have that experience. And what's cool about them is, like you said, you know, well, they were excited to talk to the real cop, and you were excited to talk to the real actor. And, I mean, you know, everybody's happy. It's a good thing. We always like to end with a bit of a did you know or a cop myth. Do we have one for me this week, Mike?
Yeah, this is a big one. And I just mentioned that I work at the airport part-time. The Pensacola Police Department is responsible for law enforcement duties at the airport. And one of the problems that we have out there that a lot of people don't, you know, we talk about carrying concealed and weapons and a lot of that often. And people carry weapons in backpacks and things like that on a daily basis. But when it comes time to fly, they forget about that sometimes. And they try to take that loaded weapon through TSA. That is a huge, huge issue. And there are civil penalties for that, depending on whether the gun was loaded. And those penalties can range from $3,000 to over $17,000 for repeat offenders if you just forget that that's in your baggage. So I guess what I'm saying here is before you fly, if you do carry a weapon, make sure you search everything and that weapon is not in there. There's a legal way to take that weapon with you. It must be in a hard container in checked baggage, and you must declare it while you're checking that bag. But these are very, very stiff fines. And if you have the TSA pre-check, you will lose that for 5 years just by accidentally taking that weapon through TSA.
You know, I actually learned not by carrying a gun, but I had my bag that I normally carry around, and I often have a gun in that bag. Of course, I'm flying, so I took it out. But I got pulled aside because the dog wasn't so happy about my bag. And, you know, they swabbed and they had, I mean, I don't think it wasn't the dog. It was the detection device on the conveyor. And this is years ago. And they swabbed and looked and, you know, I'm trying like, what are you? Oh, the gunpowder, you know, even just a little bit of that gunpowder residue is, you know, was enough. And so, yeah, no, that's a great reminder for people. Make sure that if you're accustomed to having a gun, make sure that you do not take it through the airport. Because as you said, it happens all the time, right?
Yeah, it does. That and ammunition. So just please check all of your baggage before you go through there to save yourself a lot of headaches and financial, a huge bill that will come to you.
Yeah, no, great reminder. Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.
752 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get somebody on your side who knows the market, can get it done all the way through to closing, right? You don't just want to, I mean, it's hard enough and problematic enough to sell or buy a house, but then to have that all the process and all the pain and the annoyance, and then it doesn't work out is like the worst of all worlds. So at least if you're going to do it, you know, go with somebody who you know is going to get the result. Well, Christina and her team, Christina Leavenworth and her team, they sold 209 homes last year, 165 the year before that, 175 the year before that. And the point is they're up even in a down market. A lot of people are struggling to sell homes these days. So you want somebody that's got that experience, and they do. One place where it shows is even buying a new home. And I know it's very normal to think, well, I'm buying a new home. I just go directly to the builder. You can, but how are you negotiating? Do you know what deals they're offering? Do you know what the maximum amount of deals they're offering and what they're willing to do for you for, you know, buying down points or closing costs or what, throwing in upgrades that you might not have to pay for? I mean, the point is she knows, and she works with new home buyers all the time to help make sure you get the best possible deal. Now, on the back end, when you take delivery of the home, she'll also help you make sure that you got exactly what you're paying for, because you might be reluctant to complain about something that's sort of right but not quite right. Well, you need to get that right. Or you might be complaining about something that's actually not wrong, and she'll say, you know, actually, that's just fine. That's not a problem. She'll go through there with the blue tape and figure everything out for you. So she'll get you the best deal buying the home, and then she'll get you the best home that you already bought. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty, 786-3996.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Cool, I love it when computers don't work. That's the best. 7:56 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you are on, let's see here, let's get back to that screen computer. All right, so if you're on Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, expect about a 12-minute delay. That's starting to ease up just a little bit. But I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 is slow and go. Expect a 12-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Now I feel your pain, David. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yeah, I was going to say, we're in like a bizarro world here where your computer isn't working and mine is.
I know. It's all topsy-turvy.
Everything. Yeah. It's like in Stranger Things, we're in the bottom
the
world or
down,
whatever.
Yeah.
The upside down world. Yeah. Former first.
Did you just call it the bottom world?
I you know, I haven't watched Stranger Things, so I couldn't remember.
Doesn't show
it, yeah.
At all.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm super cool.
You're a Stranger Things poser, and you've been outed. I love it.
Oh, no. The Jacksonville Jaguars and Washington Commanders will face off in the UK for this upcoming NFL season. The league announcing yesterday that the two teams will play each other in London at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in 2026. The NFL is set to play a record 9 international games across 4 continents this year during the season. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will get to the bottom of the gun battle that happened off the coast of Cuba. Cuban officials say 10 men on board a Florida speedboat were intercepted by the Cuban Coast Guard Wednesday. They were approached by border troops who were shot at, prompting them to return fire. This is what Cuban officials are saying. They killed 4 people and wounded 6.
Yeah, I thought Rubio's comments were pretty good. Fingers crossed.
A lot of the information that's out there is information that's been provided by the Cubans. We are going to verify that information independently and reach our own conclusions. But suffice it to say, it is highly unusual to see shootouts in open sea like that. It's not something that happens every day. It's something, frankly, that hasn't happened with Cuba in a very long time. But we're going to find out. We're not going to base our conclusions on what they've told us.
Which seems like the prudent approach to this, right? I mean, it's Cuba.
Absolutely. And A Florida wildfire has now burned 25,000 acres north of the Everglades. That fire was discovered Sunday on federal land near the near Alligator Alcatraz, and officials say there's no threat to that facility at this time.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:59 here on, or 7:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John, you've heard of ghosting?
Yes.
That's when you don't respond.
Correct.
You've heard of gaslighting.
Right.
Which is when you take a person and pretend that they're the crazy one when you're the one that's doing the bad thing. You try to reverse the guilt, essentially, and put it on them. Have you heard of ghost lighting?
No.
It's the new...
No.
Aren't you glad you're not dating?
Oh, my goodness.
I know I am. The new toxic dating trend is ghost lighting. And no, this doesn't have anything to do with Mater and the ghost light and the add-on for the cars on the DVD.
Oh,
if you
okay.
have kids, you know. That's not it. It's when you ghost somebody and then you reconnect with them later and you pretend like they're crazy for thinking that you ghosted them. So you're treating them like they're crazy for bringing up the fact that you were the one who did the bad thing. And they say, well, you should confront them. And I say, no, you should date somebody else. You're